This is Jada interviewing my father, Jay, and we will be talking about the technology of today and of the past and of the future. How is technology different from when you were a child?
Technology is very different from when I was a child. When I was growing up, we didn't have cell phones and all the different technology devices that you kids have today, like iPads and all those different things. It was much different. And I think that, you know, life was a lot simpler back then. I think with all the new technology, I guess they make the technology for things to be easier, and I guess in a lot of ways it is, but I believe it kind of complicates things as well.
What do you think the future holds for technology, in your opinion?
I guess I can best answer that with an example. As you know, we have McDonald's Monday. When I take you to school, we would go to a McDonald's and just sit down and have breakfast before the start of the week, and that's a tradition that we've enjoyed. And recently we went to a McDonald's where they now have this kiosk in the main part of the store.
The gigantic iPad.
Basically. And they now have you place the orders on this kiosk, and you get your receipt and they pull your order. And to be quite honest with you, I really don't like that. I think the interaction with people is so important. You know, I think the wave of the future, obviously, with technology is more things like that. And I think that is just taking away such a very important human element to life, I believe. I think too much technology is not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, you're saying we should put the phones down every once in a while.
I definitely think we should put the phones down. I mean, when I was growing up, the highlight of my day was waiting for my best friend to come home from school. He went to a different school than I went to, and going to ride our bikes and riding our bikes on the levee or walking through the woods or building clubhouses and things like that. You just don't see kids doing those type of things anymore.
What do you think when you see two children sitting side by side playing the same game, but their heads are buried in their iPad? What is your thought process? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking they're really missing out on so much. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that there's so much more to life. There's so much more to kind of just enjoying one's company and enjoying the outdoors and getting out and, you know, doing some other things instead of just sitting there playing on their phones or what have you. I think that technology is definitely making it more difficult to really experience life to the fullest.
Good answer. Why do you think so bad about social media? Because without social media, you wouldn't be able to market your company. And marketing is everything for you. Trying to make money, get business, and get your business booming. So
right.
What would you do?
Well, I think social media, I don't agree with social media. I think that there's ample ways you can advertise your products and services. I mean, think about it this way. There's many very successful companies of the past that didn't have social media to market their companies. It didn't exist. There wasn't social media when Coca-Cola first came into existence. There wasn't social media when Walmart first came into existence. But they've marketed their companies, and they're highly successful. So I don't think you need social media necessarily to be successful. I will agree that that's the wave of the future. I will agree that in this day and age, it's very important. But I also think that a lot of people hide behind social media with very bad intentions. And I think that there's a downside to marketing, utilizing that platform alone.
Okay, well, thank you for letting me interview you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Bright Podcast, a project of Metairie Park Country Day's Bright Library.
For more episodes, visit brightpodcast.com.